Welcome to the March 24th Palm Sunday service of the United Church of Rowayton. Pastor Sal Sapienza explains the story of Palm Sunday and puts in perspective all the events of Holy Week.
Hello, everyone. Good morning. Happy Sunday. You know, every Sunday is special here at the United Church of Rowayton. You know that. But today is a very extra special Sunday because today's Palm Sunday. One of the most joyous Sundays on the Christian church calendar. It is the kickoff to Holy Week, the week that's leading up until Easter. And so today, we're going to hear the gospel story from Mark's gospel of that very first Palm Sunday. If you remember, Jesus came into Jerusalem. He was riding on a donkey. And the people were so excited to see him that they started waving palm branches and shouting, Hosanna. And that's what we're going to do today. So right after I read the gospel reading today, our kids are going to come up. And all the kids are going to take the palms, and they're going to process all around the church, giving them out to everybody. And then once everybody has their palms, we're going to wave them in the air and shout Hosanna. So we're so grateful and glad that you're here on this very special Sunday. Now, as I mentioned, this Palm Sunday service kicks off what's called Holy Week. It's probably the most sacred week for us as Christians, and we have several services this week that I would like to tell you about and hope that maybe you can join us for one or all of them. So the first one is on Thursday night, on Holy Thursday, or what's called Maundy Thursday. And on Thursday night, we're going to gather here at the church at 8 o'clock, and we're going to hear the story of Jesus' Last Supper with his disciples. And throughout the service, the church gets darker and darker and darker until we end the service in complete blackness and silence, because that's going to lead us into Good Friday. Then on Good Friday, we're all going to meet here at noon. You know, that was the time that Jesus was on the cross. We're going to meet here at noon on Good Friday, and we're going to hear the seven last words of Jesus and a short reflection after each one. So both the Holy Thursday and the Good Friday services, they're very meditative, and I hope that you can join us for one or both of those. Then, of course, next Sunday is Easter Sunday. We have two services that day. They're at 9:15 and 11:15. And after the 9:15 service, that's when we're going to have the Easter egg hunt right here at the church. So we hope that you can join us on Easter. There's actually three services on Easter Sunday. You know, our community here in Rowayton has a sunrise service at Bailey Beach. It's at 6:30, and I'm so honored this year that they asked me to give the message at the sunrise service at the beach. So I hope that you can join us for one or for all of those services on Easter. Today, while we're celebrating Palm Sunday, our Jewish friends are celebrating Purim, a very sacred and holy day. And tomorrow, our Hindu friends celebrate Holi. It's spelled H-O-L-I, which is a great festival for them. And of course, you know that our Muslim friends are currently in the month of Ramadan, their most sacred time. And I just love how people of faith all around the world of different traditions, during this time at the beginning of spring, they're all celebrating holy days of new growth and new life. And so the palms that you're going to receive today, they serve as a symbol for us as Christians of new life in Christ. Our gospel reading for Palm Sunday comes from the Gospel of Mark, chapter 11, verses 1 through 11. When they were approaching Jerusalem at Bethpage and Bethany near the Mount of Olives, Jesus sent two of his disciples ahead. He said to them, "Go into the village ahead of you, and immediately as you enter it, you'll find there a donkey that has never been ridden. Untie the donkey and bring it to me. If anyone says to you, 'Why are you doing this?' just say, 'The Lord needs it,' and we'll send it back immediately." So they went away and they found the donkey It was near a door outside in the street. And as they were untying it, some of the bystanders said to them, "What are you doing untying this donkey?" And they told them what Jesus had said, and they allowed them to take it. Then they brought the donkey to Jesus, and they threw their cloaks on it, and Jesus sat on it. Many people spread their cloaks on the road, and others spread leafy palm branches that they had cut in the fields. Then those who went ahead and those who followed, they were shouting, "Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord. Blessed is the coming of the kingdom." Then Jesus entered Jerusalem, and he went into the temple. And when he looked around at everything, as it was already late, he went out to Bethany with the 12 apostles. This is the word of God for the people of God. Well, of all of the weeks that are on the Christian church calendar, it is this week, Holy Week, that has the most dramatic shift in tone. Because we start today on Palm Sunday with such great joy, as we just did, waving our palm branches and shouting Hosanna. But you know, just a few days from now, before this week is even over, we're going to be remembering Jesus' death, his crucifixion, on Good Friday. Because you see, this week we're actually remembering two processions. We're remembering Jesus' joyful procession into Jerusalem riding that donkey, but then we're also remembering his sorrowful procession to the cross on Good Friday. And it's a reminder for us that on our spiritual path, on the procession of life, yes, there are going to be times of joy, but there's also going to be times of sorrow. There's going to be times of light, but there's also going to be times of darkness. There's going to be palms and passion. They're both part of the journey, part of the process, the procession. Now, as we just heard, this first Palm Sunday, everyone is so excited to see Jesus coming into Jerusalem, waving palm branches, shouting Hosanna, such great joy. But then just a few days later, they're all shouting, "Crucify him." It's interesting that many of the same people who were waving palm branches, just a few days later, they were spitting on Jesus. And some of those very same people that were shouting Hosanna, just a few days later, they were shouting, "Crucify him." And so my question for you on this Palm Sunday is, what in the world did Jesus say or do that people went from praising him to killing him? I mean, if Jesus was just going around telling people, "Love one another, forgive one another, serve one another," why would they want to kill him? Well, I've told you before, Jesus wasn't killed because he was a nice guy. Jesus was killed because he was leading a very popular countercultural movement. He was trying to bring about what he called a new kingdom, a new world order. And in this new world that he was going to bring about, a stranger would be welcome. The poor would be taken care of. The sick would be healed. The hungry would be fed. And those who were outcasts and marginalized, they would all be included in his kingdom. He said that in this new reign that he was going to bring about, the last were going to be first. And that the least of these, they were going to be the most important. And as you can imagine, that would be very threatening to people who were in positions of power, wouldn't it? Jesus was trying to disrupt the status quo. And so that made him an enemy of the state. Now, one of the best books that I've read about the last week of Jesus is called The Last Days and it was written by the late Marcus Borg and John Dominic Crossan. They're probably two of the best scripture scholars of our time. They were both part of the very famous Jesus Seminar. They knew more about the Bible than all of us in this room combined. And in their book, they said this: the point is not that Jesus was a good guy who accepted everybody and that we should do the same. Rather, his teachings and behavior reflect an alternative social vision. Jesus was not talking about how to be good and how to behave in the framework of a domination system. He was a critic of the domination system itself. Jesus was a critic of the system, and that's what got him killed. And it wasn't just the political authorities that were upset by Jesus. The religious authorities were upset as well. If you remember in the Gospels, Jesus called the religious leaders hypocrites to their faces because he said they were more about following the letter of the law than the spirit in which it was written. But you know, even the people turned on Jesus too. Those very people that were shouting Hosanna, they turned on him. Because you see, they were expecting their Messiah to be like a worldly king. They thought he was going to come in like a worldly king who was going to give them prestige and power and wealth. But Jesus, as we know, wasn't that kind of king. And that's why he purposely came into Jerusalem riding on a donkey. Now, I don't know if you've ever seen a grown man riding a donkey, but it's not very majestic, is it? It looks kind of silly, ridiculous. And that was Jesus' point. Jesus was purposely mocking the domination system. In their book, The Last Days, Marcus Borg and John Dominic Crossan, they remind us that on that day, there were actually two parades. Yes, there was Jesus coming in on the donkey, but earlier that morning, coming into Jerusalem, was a military parade, a political rally. It was Pontius Pilate coming into Jerusalem, and he was riding a golden chariot with a great majestic horse. Jesus chose a donkey, a lowly donkey, to mock the parade that had happened earlier in the day. Pontius Pilate was coming into Jerusalem in the name of Caesar, but Jesus was coming in the way of the Lord. So one is the way of the world. It's the way of power and wealth and prestige and control. But the other way is the way of surrender, of peace, of love, of forgiveness. One is the way of the ego, and the other is the way of the spirit. And so, Palm Sunday asks us a very important question. What procession, what path are you following in life? Are you following the way of the world? Or are you following the way of the Lord? You know, you can't do both. Jesus says that in Matthew 6. He said, you cannot serve two masters. He says, you cannot serve God and mammon. What mammon means is wealth and power and prestige. You can't serve both. We, my friends, if we truly are to call ourselves Christians, that means we're followers of Jesus. So we have to follow the path that he took. But that path is going to require us to go into some pretty dark places. And that's what Lent is all about. It's a 40-day period, as I've been telling you these past few Sundays, for us to enter into the darkness. And we're going there not because it's a scary place, but we're going there so that we can let go of things, give up things, things of the ego that are no longer serving us, so that we can resurrect more of the Christ light that is within us. So just like a seed has to go into the darkness of the soil, and a caterpillar has to go into the darkness of the cocoon, we have to go through periods of darkness in our own life. They're necessary for new growth and new life. The contemporary Christian writer, her name is Sister Joan Chittister. She said recently, "Darkness deserves our gratitude." She said, "Darkness is the hallelujah point in which we learn to understand that all growth doesn't happen in the sunlight." Darkness deserves our gratitude, she said. Did you ever think about it that way? When you're going through a dark time in your life, to turn to God and say, "Oh, thank you so much for this." It sounds ridiculous to say hallelujah when you're going through a dark period. But what Sister Joan was trying to say is that it is in those moments where we can transform and experience new growth and new life. So that's what Holy Week is all about. We want to get from Palm Sunday to Easter, from one joyous Sunday to another joyous Sunday, but we have to go through Maundy Thursday and Good Friday to get there. But here's the good news. Good Friday was not the end of the story. Easter was the end of the story. So in our times of darkness, let us remember that it's not the end of the story. There's that hope of new life, of new growth, of resurrection. And so I hope that you'll take the palms that you received this morning home. Some people put them in a vase, some people make them into a little cross, but I hope you'll put them this week in a place where you will see them often. And when you see them, may they serve as a reminder for you to keep moving forward on the spiritual path. And may they encourage you to keep journeying forward on that procession toward God so that you may resurrect more and more of that light of the Christ that is with you and within you. I'm wishing you all a very blessed and meaningful Holy Week. Amen. ¶¶